Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So our assignment, what possibilities might be available if you dropped out of ego's either-or framing of the issue? Record and listen to what you see. Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello. I'm new to coming on this, and it says you may now ask your question. And I don't have a question. I've got an observation.
All right. Well, first let us know who you are so we can call you by name.
I'm Alice in London.
Alice. All right. What are you seeing, Alice?
I'm choosing to look at gratitude for the focus for this month. And I'm very thankful. I'm delighted noticing a person who mentioned last week how thankful they are that their body is capable of doing yoga. And putting it into such interest, gratitude for the capacity to still do yoga makes yoga absolutely a fight. So when we got the opportunity to draw pictures on day 7 or day 8 about the parts of us that might be the responsible part or the stressed part, 5 drawings came out, and looking at them, I chose to switch them round to the positive opposites and drawing yoga relaxed, someone relaxing instead of stressful, someone courageous rather than fearful, someone self-caring and compassionate, putting their own oxygen mask on before somebody else's, and somebody showing humility, doing an easy yoga pose and just laughing at the notion of headstand, and heroic being still there at the end of the session. Great gratitude. Mm-hmm. Thank you for this. It's just awesome.
Yes, I want to make one observation of my own, because what's so important about what you're saying is that we are deeply, most of us, conditioned to focus on the voices that are negative. So if I'm going to go into yoga, the voices want to start in, if they let me, in the first place, right, with how hard it is and you can't do that and look at other people and they're so good at it and you can't and why don't you just quit? And because of that heavy programming, we fail to realize exactly what you said, that every one of those negatives is a reaction to its opposite. So there is an awareness that you can do yoga and you will do yoga and you are doing yoga and you don't have to have standards. You can just be thankful for a body that is there doing the best that it can do. You can enjoy yourself. You can have fun. You don't have to be in any of those places that ego, conditioning, karma, self-hate wants to put us in. The whole range that that negativity is in reaction to was there before the negativity.
It's also possible to say you're not doing yoga because if it's not running, it's not cycling, it's not swimming. And those
are
the things.
You're not doing nearly enough. Those are the things that count. That's real stuff to do, right?
So it's a great joy to see a drawing of someone doing an easier version, one of the preparatory exercises for the headstand. And they're doing that on this drawing. And then written next to the pose is, ha, 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 headstand. In other words, you're not necessary.
it's not a contest. I'm doing this. And
it's
I'm
not.
Enjoying this. That's right. And that we can apply to all of life, right?
Isn't that a joy?
Every
moment of every day, that is such a gift That's me done, really. I haven't got anything. I just to thank you to those people who made these observations in the last 10 days about exercise and letting ourselves just have a go. That's all.
That's
thank
right.
you.
That's right.
Thank
this
you.
Is what this is why this is why we have Sangha. This is why we get together like this to support one another in these insights. So
and
thank you also.
Thank you also for one other thing. Thank you for the most recent recording, which I either caught a little bit of live or I caught it on a recording, where you were saying to somebody, well, what I was hearing was show up each day. Really, really helpful, because the moment when I listen to it, this dissolves things which are quite hard to live with. If we have somebody in our group of people we're fond of, who's in a place where they might possibly be in a place we'd rather not be. Sitting down, the encouragement I heard was first thing in the morning to do recording and listening before anything else. And that's my choice for this morning, which for you guys it might be 9 o'clock, but that was ages ago for me. I got out of bed at 6 o'clock this morning, which was at the moment for me it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It's four o'clock
in
the afternoon for me at the moment, so it's a long time ago.
Yeah.
What I want to say is this was I would very, very thankful. I want to encourage, because I made the choice to shadow what the suggestion I was hearing, to do the recording and listening first thing before you eat, before you shower. And here's the thing, it really helped. I'd been kept up during the night for someone who was on the other side of the world in a place that at the moment is not a very safe place. It's just the recent news. And just calm, because what I want to say is that it really, really, really works. And when we're short of sleep, and we're being pressed in something that could be something that we could make various responses to, it keeps our mind open, and that's a joy.
Yes.
And
keeps us present.
Yep. There is no course for anything but joy and gratitude. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you, Alice.
I'm done.
All
Thank
right.
you. Bye now.
Enjoy your evening. Okay.
Yeah, you
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Alice. I think that what I heard in that, Sherry, is just the answer to the question. If we're not limited by what ego says is not what is, then all of the possibilities that have been obscured by negativity become something we could be present to. We see possibilities when we don't see what's not.
Yeah. I was just reading somebody who said what we talk about is looking through conditioned mind. Said it's like observing everything with blinkers on. And that's true. It's everything becomes so narrow. And when we are no longer looking down that tunnel vision of conditioned mind, awareness expands, everything relaxes. We're here. Possibilities are endless. It's just there's you can almost they're all I don't know how to express it, but they're two realities that have nothing to do with one another.
Yeah. All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Emily from Seattle.
Hello, Emily.
Hi. I'm glad to be connected, because I'm running into a little stuck place with this first theme. So I picked food and drink.
We want to nip that right away, right? If we know we're going to be headed down these same tracks for 9 or 10 months, it's good to address it early on, isn't it? All right, here we go.
Yeah. So I started with, the first thing I drink in the morning, which I also looked at in the email class, like how do I start my day? And so I looked at drinking coffee, and then I, well, working, I'll just say how it's been with the assignment so far. I've just I think I just worked myself into this state of confusion. Like, there are so many voices that I got down, and then until finally I think this is one of the voices of confusion. Like, I don't know. There's everything under the sun here. I'm overwhelmed. What's the duality? What's the belief? I don't know anymore even what I want to drink in the morning. And maybe I don't even, but.
Right. So Alice was concurring with, I think it was Bob the other day, talking about the first thing you could do is record and listen.
Yeah.
Which would throw a monkey wrench, a major monkey wrench in that whole torture system, right? But again, what you're looking at is really important, because at what point do we lose sight of awareness? So you're going along, you're doing the exercise, and you're in awareness. You're aware of all of these voices. Now, in another time in your life, you would be identified with one or more of those voices. Maybe you would be caught in a conversation. Well, I want coffee. Well, you shouldn't have coffee. You know what coffee does to you, but I don't care. I want to drink it. I like it. And you're just boom, 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 that taffy image or a ping pong ball image, right? But you're doing the exercise, so you're watching it. You're watching it, you're watching it, and you realize, whoa, this isn't just a couple of players here. We've got dozens of voices. Now, they may not be different voices, right? They may just be voices expressing their theme, right? So resistance isn't just, I don't want to. It's, I don't feel like it. It's too hard. I'll do it later. You know, there are lots of language that goes with one aspect of the personality, right? Mm-hmm. But it's all on a theme that's still coming from the same worldview. So there you are, and then you hit the big one, right? Oh, this is just, I don't get it. This is overwhelming. I don't know. I don't. And what it almost got you with, although you're very suspicious, is that that's really me. Now, I've been watching.
That's really
all
me?
These, me, right. Uh-huh. So I've been watching all these players, and now I'm confused. Well, no, you were watching through awareness, and then you identified with one of the voices. I'm confused.
Oh.
Yep. And I would bet if you consider it, that's a process that it's able to use on you with some regularity. Oh, I don't get it. This is overwhelming. That's so confusing. I don't know. Okay. So what you want to do now that you're onto it is put that on your on your drawing, your list, your however you're chronicling.
Yeah,
these
it's there.
Choices.
It's on there.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And so now you're aware, okay, that's just another one of the voices. Okay, now what? Then I don't know. And then get on the list also, what do I do? Well, I don't know. What should I drink? That goes on the list too. Because that's just another voice. That's not you. Okay, and as you do this, as we all do this, you will see that your experience is that you, and my fingers are making little quote marks, okay, you are the awareness that is watching it all. You're not going, as long as you stay disidentified, you're not going to be a somebody who goes on that list. Awareness doesn't go on that list. Awareness is what contains all of it. Yeah, and the power of doing these exercises is feeling that, feeling what it's like when you're stepped back in awareness, watching the, now my hands are you know, going back, you're stepping back. It's, they're getting very far apart, right? Because awareness is so expansive.
Yeah. Well, here's another one that goes on the list is, well, what good does that do? Nothing's changing.
Exactly. That goes on the list too. Mm-hmm. Because we're not trying to change anything. Awareness isn't trying to change anything. Awareness is awareness. Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, well, yeah, as long as I don't just slip out of it.
Like, that's right. Oh, and
use that as an excuse to, like, give up. Well,
well, that
not
goes
going
on the
anywhere.
List, too. That goes on the list, too. Right? Giving up goes on the list. Read my newsletter article when it comes out, okay? Please?
Okay.
It's going to come out pretty soon. That goes on the list, too. Giving up. Put that. Write that all around the edges. Right? Because that's where all of that conversation is going. Well, just give up. And what give up means is stop being aware. Stop paying attention from awareness. Stop it. Stop it. You're messing up the works.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe there's some lack of trust that's going to
put it on
work.
The list. That's right. Because nothing is going to work. This is not about working. Awareness isn't working. So all of that is happening in the realm of ego. Life is about something working. You're making the right decision. You're getting somewhere. You're going to be somebody who makes the right choices and does the right thing. All that's ego. All of that is ego.
Well, and don't you at some point just have to say, okay, I'm going to make myself stop doing that.
No, no, you don't. Put that on the list. You absolutely do not need to do that. Put it on the list. You do, and this is, and then we have to go, of course, but the reason that we do the things that put us in this ego duality, something wrong, not enough, the reason we do those things is because we believe we shouldn't.
Okay. Well, I look forward to the newsletter and to listening back. And
yes, and just it went in down. Put it on the list.
Okay.
When there's any content that you see, put it on the list because awareness is pure awareness. It doesn't have an agenda. It's not going for an outcome. There's no right wrong. There's no okay. So get it all on the list. All right.
Okay.
And have fun.
Thank you.
Drink whatever you want.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Emily.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Emily. And that is such, there's so much in that conversation, Sherry, I can barely contain myself. But
I know the feeling.
I think what we're doing with this year's retreat is really, really hopefully pointing the finger at the tools we want to use to recognize egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate. And so that encouragement to put it on the list, put it on the list, put it on the list is really the process tool we want to use. I want to get down every conversation for every aspect of ego around every piece of content that exists so that I can recognize when I'm identified and step out of the identification. And when I do that, as we are so deliberately doing over 10 areas of content, I see the beliefs and assumptions that I'm identified with. And in this case, that somehow or the other, that this practice or whatever I'm doing needs to make me a different person, needs to get me somewhere, needs to change something. And that awareness transforms and has that attitude of mind. And when I'm identified with it, that's what I get to that place of I could drink anything. Versus the stuck place, which is the signature of ego, where all possibilities are only ego possibilities. It's a very different place than when all possibilities are life possibilities. One feels like it's confusion. The other feels like it's
intuitively right for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And the, as you're saying, there's trust. So if a voice talks me into, well, not coffee, how about bourbon? Okay, well, that'll be interesting to see. But I bet pretty quickly the awareness would be there that I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of.
And what especially we don't have to be afraid of is making a mistake, because there isn't
that
one.
Yes.
In other words,
exactly.
If it takes me a lifetime to get over drinking bourbon in the morning, that's what it will take.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's right. That's it. And it's so outrageous. It's so insane. And that is absolutely the case.
Yes.
Because what I'm convinced what we're going for here is unconditional love.
Yes. And the deflection that you're doing it wrong, that there is a right way to be, and that your life, because the focus of the attention becomes solving the problem around drinking what you drink in the morning versus what you're just saying, which is the choices between being hated and being loved always, or as
conditional.
Earlier. Yeah, it's always two bad choices from ego, but really the choices between suffering and freedom, always.
Yeah. Because the underlying belief, Emily, is if you drink the right thing for in the morning, then you'll be a good person and you'll be lovable. But if you don't, then and so that's the conditioned aspect of it. So it doesn't actually matter what we drink, because we're still going to be in the not loved category.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, all right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hey, it's Karen from North Carolina.
Hello, Karen.
Hey,
what
I'm
are
so
you
excited.
Seeing? You're happy to be here?
Me
too.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Oh, gosh. I was recording about it, and so she said, well, all is possible when I'm not in the duality. And then of course, conditioning came in to criticize that. Well, duh. And then so I said, well, okay, let's look underneath that. And then so it specifically, it said, well, when I'm present, then, life has the possibility of offering encouragement and suggestions to coaching or, especially when we're looking at the process of making a change for good, and then all that's available to me for the next step to take.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Boy, that's you can know you're on the right track when you hear that. Well, duh. Right? You know. Oh, that was a big one. That's kind of awareness. That's the kind of being in the present moment awareness that really threatens ego.
Mm-hmm.
Try to make fun of you.
Uh-huh.
See if you'll feel bad.
Well, it's constantly working on doing that. My focus this month is practice, and specifically showing up, which I do a lot. And I've been looking at the process of the last year or so of where I've fallen off or what aspects of practice I've not really developed fully, and got an awareness coach, and just feel so grateful that I was just saying, it's a moment of grace when one can calibrate to life, and I'm just so grateful.
Again, it's one of those get it on the list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to commit to practice. Well, you do so much. Okay. Well, I'd like to do. Well, yeah, you should be doing more, but you don't. It's like everywhere we step, somebody's there to, step on our toe.
Mm-hmm.
And to recognize that process, and of course the humor. Is always such a help with that. Yeah, okay, I do a lot. Yeah, nobody's saying I don't do a lot. That's not the point. The point is, I want to bring more attention to this. I want to be more aware of the process that happens around practice. That's all we're saying.
That's all.
We don't have to, we don't have to decide what I've done wrong in the past or what I'm doing wrong now or what I'm probably going to do wrong in the future based on the projections from the wrong in the past. We don't need to do any of that. I'm bringing awareness to practice now.
Oh, and from that place, it's just such a joyful experience. And, you know, it's a process that everyone, all of us, my practice, well, the practice that this practitioner is doing, then ripples out to all everyone, all things, all of life.
Yes, yes, yeah,
yeah.
And it feels good.
Oh,
it feels really good.
Yeah, the most wonderful transformative experience this morning. Conditioning was really being very negative, and so I just plugged in my my recording of All Is Well, I Love You, and have been listening to that nonstop until the call came up today in the program. And my goodness, what a lifesaver that is to be listening to something other than the hateful voice.
Yes, and a point about that that is significant for everybody. So you're on the. You're 3 hours different from us, so we're having lunch with you, right, or midday. And so you've been up for a lot of hours before we start doing this. And that's a lot of stuff that you've been doing, right? You've been engaged in a whole busy life between when you woke up and this call. And so it's not like you sat in a chair and listened to that recording over and over and over. You could listen to that recording as you were going about doing whatever you were doing. And what happens with that is a couple of things. One, the system is soothed.
Oh, yes.
Right? Yeah, instead of that jitter, jangle that we get listening to the stuff in conditioned mind goading us all the time, the system is calm, and you're able to then do whatever it is that you need to do, not being pulled off and distracted and jangled by that negativity in the head, right? So it's not like you have to turn all of your attention to what's on that. I mean, when we're sitting down, it's great to do that, right? But it's a wonderful companion and comfort as we're going around through life.
It is, because otherwise the attention, there's that jangling other conversation that's even louder and more disruptive.
Yes, yeah, that's designed to keep us from being present in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm so happy to be here.
yeah, just going around listening to somebody say something as simple over and over as, you know, gosh, I love you, Karen.
Uh-huh.
I just I love you. Thank you. Thank you for everything. I so appreciate just that. And the whole system just calms.
It does. Yeah. That's basically what the recording says. And thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, Sherry.
Thanks, Karen. Go happy.
Bye-bye. Go happy.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Karen.
That's so beautiful. Sherry, the points that Karen was making, that there's a way in which awareness can be expansive enough to have all possibilities held, which is why I project the voices are so insistent, because they want to collapse the awareness to all the limitations rather than the possibilities.
Yeah. Get those blinkers back on. They are the blinkers.
Back on, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And so to have attention on something that expands, that's constantly pointing to the expansive awareness, actually assists the attention to follow that.
Yes. Yeah. And what I saw when you said that is that it's the soothing of the system, right? Because that tension that ego feeds on is manufactured and resides in the body. So it gets all that, you know, somebody's saying all this negative stuff in the head all the time makes us nervous, makes us anxious and tense. Mm-hmm. And that soothing soothes the body, so the sensation's calm and everything just becomes relaxing and relaxed and easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry. And our assignment for today is extremely appropriate. It says, self-hate holds in place the suffering over an issue by making it you wrong. What self-hating voices do you hear around this issue? Write down the self-hating messages. Note, never record self-hate messages. Example, you're not exercising, you're going to get out of shape and unfit. You'll get fat. Note, self-hate often speaks in you voices addressing you as you. Record and listen what you see.
All right. Well, thank goodness we have a whole weekend ahead of us to practice that and the other fun assignments that are coming.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you so much, Ashwini, and thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Sherry.
Go
have a happy weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.